This is Jeff Hobson at Bengals.com. Video, very happy to have the Bengals' first pick in the 2013 NFL Draft. Notre Dame tight end Tyler Eifert. Very glad to have you here. Tyler, what are your first impressions of Paul Brown Stadium?
It's pretty sweet. I've driven through here before, and I've seen it. Actually, now being inside, being in the facilities, it's very nice, and I'm excited to be here.
This is kind of Hoosiers for Bengals fans. You're an Indiana guy, Fort Wayne. You went to school at Notre Dame. But you said you're not very familiar with Cincinnati. What do you know about it?
I know about the Reds and the Bengals. I don't know, not a whole lot about it. But I'll be here for a little while, so I'm sure I'll pick up on some things.
I know you heard from Andy Dalton, right away last night. What do you have to say in his text to you?
Just congratulations. Happy that I'm a part of the team, that we'll be able to play together. As a leader of this team, he just reaching out to a new member, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Let's see, what do you know about the Bengals, from a football standpoint? What do you know about their offense and who plays for them?
Yeah, I know they got a lot of weapons on offense with A.J. Green and Andy Dalton and Jermaine Gresham. And, it's exciting to be able to be a part of this offense for real.
So where do you think you fit in?
I haven't talked to the coaches really. I'll be up for moving around, just doing whatever they ask, doing whatever I can to help the team win, and hopefully maybe some two tight end sets, which would be pretty fun.
Well, you grew up watching a guy who was pretty good, Dallas Clark, right? You were a Colts fan.
Yeah, that's right. Grew up watching Peyton throw Dallas some balls, and he's a great tight end and someone that is a pretty good guy to model your game after.
You made a good point during your news conference. You said you haven't been far from home in your life. When the word came with Cincinnati, how did your family and friends react to that?
Oh, they were extremely happy. When I got the call, Chicago was on the clock, so they were thinking of Chicago. But this is just as close to home, so they were pretty happy about that.
Now, you said your dad, you get your height from your dad, who was a Purdue basketball player, but you get your athleticism from your mother.
Yeah. He's athletic, but not, my mom's, she's pretty athletic, got my height from my dad, and so it's a good combo.
And did you play in basketball? I'm just guessing you're from Indiana, you're 6'5", you played high school basketball, I assume.
Yep, I played high school basketball, played AAU up until my sophomore year when I started to get serious about football.
So what drove you to football?
I love playing the game. I thought I had a better shot at playing at a big-time university in football rather than basketball.
What do you hope to accomplish in your first season? What do you have any kind of goals after, going through what you did to prepare for the league, going through the draft process? What do you think you can accomplish?
I really haven't thought about individual goals yet. That's something I think it's important to really think about and set goals for yourself. But, my main goal here being, I understand I'm a rookie and I'm here to work and gain the respect of the guys. So, that's my first job.
And the number 85, I guess Coach Lewis gave you a little bit of a history lesson. You know about Chad, but also it was also worn by Isaac Curtis, who was played a few years before you were born and one of the great receivers in Bengals history. What do you think of the number?
I think it's a great number. I would have liked to have 80. That's what I wore in college, but that wasn't available. And I think 85 will look good. That's why. There's really no significance to the number. It's just had to pick one.
I'm going to take a wild guess. You may not have a touchdown celebration. Does it involve just throwing it back to the ref?
Yeah, that's what it's been so far. That's probably what it'll continue to be.
Well, we hope to see it many times here in Cincinnati. I'm sure we will. We want to thank you for stopping by and making your first appearance on Bengals.com on video. This is Jeff Hobson saying see you next time. I want to thank Andy Ware for shooting the piece.